Jesus, beavis all around me every day. Jesus, I want you to protect me as I travel along the way.
I know you will, yes Lord. I know you will, yes Lord. Fight my battles.
Hey, what up, what up, what up?
Yo, what's up, y'all? As I can see, we just had choir practice in the prior studio, but it's your host, DJ Devsky. Game Day Bench Talk episode, so y'all know it's about to get litty, real vibey, as we always say. So let's start it off, man. Everybody introduce themselves.
You know it's Jody Joe here,
QB1 Adonis,
JP.
David Taylor, what up?
DJ Prom Song.
For sure.
Let's do it.
Hey, man. So, you see, we got a packed studio in this thing, for real. So, it's about to get litty, vibey, and we finna rock out. So, you know how we start off on this show, man. How y'all day going?
You know my day going cool, man. It's game day, ready to go.
For sure, for sure.
Be some birds.
Ugh.
Exactly what he said.
Talking about they birds.
Southport. Carlos Bird, basically.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know they mascot. How about you, JP? How you feeling, JP?
No, my day real vibey. You already
okay,
know.
I like how that's going, bro. I love it. What about you, Six?
Hey, man, I'm having a great day, man. You know, we back into the school, that game day environment on that Friday, man. You know, that's
back
the best.
In business.
That's the best one. You know, I'm just ready to go out there, have some fun tonight. You know, do it for Vic. Let's do it.
For sure, for sure.
DJ Prompt Time here. You know, I'm looking forward to this game today. You know, first round of sectionals, okay. Last round of sectionals.
Okay.
Why did he do that?
I'm going to throw Cass edit that part out. But so, you know what I'm saying? We got QB1 here with us, as you heard it from himself. You know, Adonis ain't been able to play throughout the regular season with us, but hey, he back now, and I know he's ready to go. So, you know what I'm saying? Let me know how you feeling.
You know, I'm feeling good. Glad to be back with my brothers.
Okay, okay.
Yes, sir. We glad to have you back, brother.
So, since I got two receivers here, you know, how y'all feeling about Adonis being back?
I'm just feeling like a 80-point game night tonight, honestly.
Okay, okay. What about you, Dino?
You know, I just feel like we just got stronger. I feel like our overall was like an 80.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got, bro, we went to like an 89. We
just
bought
some
DC. You know what I'm saying? We just upgraded.
We just, you know what I'm saying? We just 100 at this point. 100
you know what I'm
overall.
Saying?
Okay, okay,
which, the 80 got the job done, though. Like I said, I would never discriminate those other two quarterbacks. They came in a critical situation to handle business. You know what I'm saying? So,
on the guys.
You know what I'm saying? I got to tip my hat to Jewel and Keith. You know what I'm saying? They came in and did what they had to do. And JoJo. You know, he played a little of both. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah.
For sure, for sure, for sure. Prom time. Hey, first week back. You know what I'm saying? We on defense, so how we feeling, bro? Is the TBD blood belt all that? How you feeling about all that?
Definitely, hey, we locked in on defense, man. They're not getting nowhere.
I love it. You
know? And they're not getting to no red zone or nothing.
Okay,
it's
I love
boxed all around.
I think about 80-0 type.
Yeah. Okay, so I need like a couple big hits then. Yeah. I need, you know what I'm saying? That energy we had, Karma Week. I need that.
Yeah, CTE.
So he said CTE. Hey, so we all seniors. So, hey, this is our last sectional.
This is it,
experience,
boys.
Right? So, hey, I ain't gonna lie, I was kind of sad when it came up. Like, this week, like, I was literally waiting for it. Like, but when it actually came, like, today, I woke up this morning, I was like, dang, bro. This is my last sectional run, man. You know what I'm saying? This is my last playoff run in general. So, what was y'all, like, going through y'all head when y'all, like, really put all this stuff together and stuff like that?
Honestly, man, I'm just taking it day by day, so, like, I think about, I'm like, dang, it's my last time my brothers, but at the same time, like,
it's all you can do.
It's all we got. Yeah. It's all we got, cuz, like, we're going out there on the field, make a run.
That's honestly what I'm saying. If you take a step back, bro, and you just look, it's like, bro, we came such a long way from freshman year to our last sectional run. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it make you appreciate everything, make you want to take it, like Joe said, day at a time, take it play at a time, practice at a time, rep at a time. You know what I'm saying? So you can enjoy it every moment of it. How you feeling, AD?
You know, it's kind of sad coming up. Like, I don't even know how to explain it, but I ain't been with y'all all year. I've been on the JV squad, and I was at Beach Grove before this, so it feels different coming up. Like, it just feels like a bigger environment, like louder crowd.
Yes, sir.
So
it's a family.
I'm excited to be with it, but it's still sad that it's here. It's like, feel like it flew by this year.
Nah, definitely. It felt like we was just in the summer, you know, running co-captains.
Boy.
Man.
40-40. So I'm
sick of that. Boy, hey, that's one. I'm glad
Shout out Coach K.
Nah, for real. I'm glad we don't got co-captain no more. That should be illegal.
If y'all going to the next level for football, it's going to be worse than co-captain.
Boy, the bleachers going to be tough.
Oh, stadium runs, boy. Man. We talking about you run track, cause it's really going to be worse for you.
But you got to think, for track, it's a little different, bro. Like, you can't overdo your body in track. Like,
yeah, true.
Football, they'll run you to death. That's your punishment type. For track, you got to understand the body. You can't overplay it. You know what I'm saying? You do a certain amount of reps or a certain amount of runs, and you're done. Shut it down type of situation. So
I wish it was like that for football. Then they get at you when you're in the train trying to get your body back.
But actually, it's worse for track, though, because even when track, bro, it's like you put in so much work for 10 seconds.
True.
Literally.
But I think about it.
So the motivation side of it, bro, is kind of like you got to have your own motivation, because, like, football, bro, you can think of a touchdown. You can think of O-line, get a pancake. Running back, get a touchdown for a long run. Mm-hmm. Quarterback, throw 6 touchdowns. For us, it's like all I'm looking forward to is winning. You feel me?
It's
like
a little 10-second race.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, so it's different with track, though, but. Speaking of, you feel me, Marion, how you feeling about, you feel me, track, bro?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready for track this year, man.
Let's do it.
Hey, for sure, for sure. So, you know, we got, I wouldn't say a weaker opponent, but at the same time, I feel like we should be able to dominate this opponent at the same time. So,
definitely.
So, how do y'all, like, how was the preparation and mentality this week coming into, like, not underestimating them?
I mean, honestly,
y'all,
like,
at least.
Like Coach K said, man, a wounded M will always going to fight back regardless. So we got to take this team as, like, just like another big team that we've been playing since the regular season. So it's really just going there, keep our heads on high, and we good.
Definitely, definitely. I feel like when Coach Williams said, we all talk about going to state, but you got to be a sectional championship, a regional championship, a semi-state championship to lead up to that. So I feel like that's how I really took, like, mentally took this week. A preparation for real, like, I'm looking to be a championship this week, championship next week, championship the week after that, all that. Like, every week for me is pretty much a championship now, because that's what we playing for.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. I feel like we really locked in this week. This was most definitely our best week of practice.
Yeah, definitely. Intensity, like, was
the
high.
Intensity, everything was
super. Everybody there, everybody
I
healthy.
It. I loved it.
We all competing with each other.
Yeah. Like,
2-minute blitz pickup, goal line, all that stuff. We was getting after it real bad.
Yeah.
For real.
And yeah, like I said yesterday, man, like when we did the other episode, hey, y'all have the team to easily put up 50 points in the first half.
Definitely.
Easily.
Definitely. You know, the preparation to this game, I think we took very serious. And, you know, it helped us to, you know, be ready tonight. I think what they say, proper preparation prevents poor performance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? I think the week we had got us to, you know, the good mental side of we can really go out here and dominate. I think last year, you know, like I said, we looked over our opponent last year, first round. We're not even going to mention the team, but, you know, everybody know what it was. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We looked over and we thought, you know, the regular season score was going to be the playoff score, and it just didn't work out like that, but I appreciate all the coaches for preaching that up to us, how important it is to take every opponent serious. And we're going to go out there and dominate, man.
Okay, so yesterday I was on a show with Coach K. We're cooking with Coach K.
Shout out Coach K.
Definitely shout out him, you know. And we, like, somebody, he was asked the question of, what are you expecting from the game? He said physicality. So I want to know what y'all expecting to be seen out tonight.
Honestly, bro, because we got everybody back healthy, cuz, and everybody back on the field, all the
seniors. Except Hootie. Shout out Hootie, brother. Get right.
Oh, dang. We got Rodney, too.
Shout out Rod. One leg Rod.
Let's do it. But honestly, I feel like, bro, we have got half of our team back, man. So it's like, hey, man, we going to go out there and dominate.
This is not community service. I apologize. Go ahead.
What? Oh, no, we got our team back, man. So we just going to go out there. We expect to just go out there, dominate, run the score up. And what Coach K said, make them quit before the half.
Okay, I like it. What about, how you feeling about this week, Adonis?
You know, I beat Scrove, we scrimmaged them at the beginning of the year. So I already see what they had a little bit, but teams get better as the year go on. It was
definitely
just summer,
they grow.
You know, they ain't show me too much then, but they do got some dogs on their team. Hey, I'm not going to lie. Running back, he's only a sophomore.
You know what I always say when I get on here? Am I allowed to ask a question?
You know you is.
This for Adonis, bro. I got a really good question. So, for the youngins coming up after you, right? You know, this, the IHSA situation been going on for a minute, right? Yeah. You know, a lot of people ain't been getting, you know, treated how they feel is correct. What could you say to somebody younger who's gonna go, who's gonna go through what you went through, how to stay focused through it, how to not get down on yourself, and you know what I'm saying, how to be able to get through that to where you can shine again?
You know, I'm gonna say if you do transfer like at the beginning of your year. Do not transfer in the summer. Transfer right after your year over, or even before that. But how to keep your head up if it do happen to you? Just take it day by day. You can't do too much about it once they got it in their hands. Just think God got you. And
yes, sir.
I'm not gonna say that's I wasn't good. Down on myself, because I was definitely down on myself. I was thinking to quit at the beginning of the year, because I was like, there ain't no point. I ain't gonna get no reps when I get back. And then, you know, I just took it day by day. Got better and better at practice. Yeah, that's how I'm working with it.
Okay, 100%. I love it.
I like that you mentioned God, bro, for sure.
Nah, definitely. Just like Coach Trey tells the DBs and the defense all the time, when God gives you struggles, he also gives you blessings as well, you know. So, definitely. He definitely play a big factor in a lot of things that's going on in life, I think at least. So since we're on this little giving the young guys knowledge, how y'all feel about the younger team since, you know, after we going after this year? Like, sad to say, but after this season over, hopefully the best outcome happens for us. But after this, we gone, you know what I'm saying? This is our last ride. So, what stuff can y'all get to, like, our younger players and stuff like that? You know, JoJo and Shank and JJ and Sean and all them. Like, what can we do for them? You know what I'm saying? Get them prepared for next year.
Honestly, I think, like, after our season, we should all come back and, like, just help without the coaches. Like, give them our knowledge that what we know in college, like, come back. Me in college, we come back to here and be like, hey, bro, this is what they looking for. Make sure you lock in with school first, because you're a student athlete regardless. So make sure let them lock in and whatnot.
Wait, so, Joe, you said you coming back?
No. I'm just playing. Nah, I'm coming back, man. I got to come back. This is my legacy starting, man. Got to come back. But, yeah, honestly, just knowledge for them.
I think.
Okay.
I think, like Joe said, having a real conversation with them and letting them know how important it is to do the right things. I think even some of our problem was the classes that came ahead of us, you know, there were a couple things wrong with those classes that, honestly, we took upon ourselves. You know what I'm saying? We seen seniors last year come out to practice late and think it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have, you know, seniors this year who come out to practice every day late and they think it's okay. And, you know what I'm saying, honestly, the tradition just continues. And then, you know what I'm saying, it divides the team. But as long as everybody is on the same page and we giving them the knowledge and the understanding that they need, we'll be all right. And they'll be all right, too.
Definitely. You know what I'm saying? I think we got a really nice young class, bro.
Definitely, bro.
That 2025 class,
oh,
nice.
God.
24 class, nice. The 26 class, they got some players in that class, too, definitely. So expect a lot of big things from them next year as well, too. You know what I'm saying? You know, some of the guys who aren't getting a lot of playing time now, they're definitely going to be making plays next year once all of our guys is gone, definitely. So anything y'all want to talk about on here?
Man, I got a lot I want to talk about, bro.
That's why I said it, because I know he was going to have some questions.
Oh,
he always do.
You know me, cuz.
For sure.
All right, so let's focus real quick.
Let's get into it.
So I want everybody to answer these questions. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So remember last time we did a check-in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want everybody to check in real quick. Now, don't make it lengthy. Let's keep it, you feel me, at a nice time. But I just want you to talk about something, you know.
For sure.
Something that's going good. Something you wish could go better, and what you doing to make your situation better. Let's do it. Let's start with Joe. Let's go tallest to shortest. We're gonna do that.
So aren't you probably going last.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Something that's going good, man. I'm with my brothers every day. I committed to Western Michigan. Ready to get out of here.
Kalamazoo.
Shout out to Zoo.
Something I wish that could go better. I wish I could like spend time with my brothers more, because we all we got, man. So it's like at the end of the day, some of us not gonna be here with each other no more when we all go to college. So it's like spending time with each other. You know what I'm saying? This is a good thing.
For sure. Am I the next talk?
Damn, you know you're not taller than me, but.
All
right, but something that's going good, like he said, I'm with my brothers every day grinding for this ring, but something that I wish would go better, you know, I wish we lock in more. Like, we've been locked in all week. I'm proud of us, but I need us to get more and more locked as the weeks go on.
Definitely. Yeah. Bro, because, not to cut you off, brother, but when you really just take a step back and go down our roster, and you look at the ability out of everybody on our roster, it's ridiculous.
We got that state championship.
Bro, it's literally ridiculous. I've never seen a team stacked of running backs to where you can be like, all right, you just had a 24-yard run. Chris, go ahead. Chris, punch it in. Next drive, Chris and whoever had that run is out. Like, bro, we could split halves. We can have our running back split halves, and all of them will still have 200+. Like, bro, it's ridiculous, cuz.
And they can play wide out.
Like,
fly.
Bro.
Oh, my God.
They got everything.
We got, like, four quarterbacks.
Literally.
All dynamic in what,
like,
they can
bro,
do.
Bro, like, it's crazy, cuz. Like, family, we got, bro, it's crazy, cuz. Like, we got quarterbacks that's playing receiver. We got receiver.
Shout out to
reach in there one more time. Please. Please reach in there one more time. I'm sorry, y'all. He's eating my candy on set. But, you know what I'm saying? We got receivers on ESPN. Bro, that's different type. Feel
nah,
me?
For real.
Like, that's different, bro. Yeah. So, we got to, well, when you look at that, cuz, you gotta appreciate that. You got to understand this is not normal. It's not.
For real.
As much as everybody's underplaying us and saying we not that good, none of their rosters look like ours. Literally. Ooh, none of their rosters look like ours. So, I feel like Adonis said, bro, if we lock in, cuz, and understand that we got exactly what we need to win state.
I think a lot of things are going to change.
Get my ring ready, bro.
Especially after this week, cuz, you know, a lot of coming into the season, a lot of people were worried about the quarterback situation with Tip leaving and stuff like that. So, and when we got Adonis, we was a little bit more relieved. At the same time, when we was told he wasn't going to be able to play the sectional, we start to worry again. But throughout the season, Keith and Jewel, they proved themselves and they showed they can get the job done. And now we know that we got you back, bro. It's like scraps. I know you knew and all, but you really got like an energy, like a pull towards the team to like we all want to lock in. When we see you locked in,
and
bro,
that's
the whole
why,
office was locked in.
That's why when people say everything happens for a reason, everything happened for a reason.
Definitely.
Like at the beginning, when we had our first talk, remember I told you we needed Coach Tussie. Mm-hmm. He gave us that momentum back, that energy back. Yeah. That's what we needed, bro. Mm-hmm. Not saying we needed him even if he didn't play quarterback. We needed somebody fresh. Give us something to look to. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got him coming. Just stay focused. We got him coming.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's here. He's giving us that momentum we need going in tonight.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what we needed going into this game.
Definitely.
So I love it, bro.
I don't know if it's just me, bro. I'm just excited, cuz.
Bro,
Me too, bro.
I think
like,
the whole team excited.
Like,
I'm excited,
I've never been so
man.
Ready for 220. Like,
I'm talking
except
about,
CG. I wanted 220 to come
yeah,
so
CG.
Bad against CG.
Yeah. I'm talking about I'm up all night. I'm up cleaning at 1 o'clock in the morning for no
Ball.
Reason. For no reason.
You be cleaning?
I'll be vacuuming. I'll
<brother.
laughs> be vacuuming.
Hey.
Yeah, okay.
You're a bad.
See, I ain't say it. He said
Doritos under the bed.
Right,
Joe.
Joe
ice yeah. cream.
Joe, put, no, that's what I'm talking about.
No,
Joe
I put it on my sister's bed. Not
Joe, Joe puts his trash under his sister's bed so he don't get caught by his mother.
Duh.
Shout out Juju.
I got
shout out Juju. Shout out Juju Billy.
Hey, bro, y'all hilarious. Y'all are fried.
Y'all should have put me and Joe on the same podcast.
Nah, hey, I do got one question, though. Hey, I've been, you know what I'm saying? I'm going around school talking to a lot of people. They like, hey, y'all gonna win? Bro, y'all better not lose. Bro, man, what's the drift for the last game of your senior year? What's this? So, how y'all like, knowing that people who's supposed to be like your support system, knowing you from they down, you hating on you. How y'all feel about that? How y'all gonna overcome that?
Can I ask a question first?
What's up?
Do these seats have warmers?
No.
Bro, my butt is hot.
Like I don't think we're supposed to say that on the podcast, because.
If you whisper, they heard that.
Just whispered.
Nah, but. The fact that it was a whisper, but yet it was so loud, is crazy.
But yeah, back to my question, though. Yeah, how y'all feel about that? And how y'all gonna overcome that?
I'm not gonna lie, bro, for a long time, because. It's like, bro, I don't get worried about the outside noise because they not knowing what's going on in the inside, what we got going on the field. Honestly, bro, when they in the stands and then we get back to, we have to be losing, they come to school, y'all suck. Bro, you don't know what we go through during practice day to day to day, every hour, because we working hard, bro. We're not going to win every game. We expect to win every game, but we're not going to win every game because we're not perfect, because. So I don't really be caring about the outside noise, but I do know when we go to stay, field going to be packed, because I just know it is. That's just how it is, because.
And honestly, bro, I've been saying this since the summer. Hey, if you're not with us, stay on that side, bro. Don't try to hop, switch around.
No, he's not Marine.
Stay on that. Hey, wow, that's where I got it from, too. But not for real, though, bro. Stay on that side. Yeah.
JP, it's your turn. Oh, Dave, it's your turn.
He not calling
for the
me.
Questions. Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Look at you over here co-signing for me. Dang. Let it go. Let it go. Go, JP.
All right. So you said one thing going good, one thing we wish could be better.
Damn, we got off track like crazy.
Right. That's how it happened when I'm on the podcast. Tell me.
Now, one thing going good, I will say my commitment to track. Definitely.
Even though you ain't been to not one practice yet.
Nah, bro, but I've been working out. Tell
you
that.
Okay, yeah.
Have you talked to the head coach?
That boy been running.
That's it.
You got to talk to him.
He been running.
He's cool. He's so cool.
Yeah. All right, bet. Now, one thing I wish could be better, though. My mental state going towards track.
Let's talk about it. What you mean?
Like, I'm committed to it. Like, I'm all in for it. But it's like, mentally, I'm still not there.
Yeah, like, you're not 100% committed.
Yeah. Like, I'm like,
physically you committed, it's just mental part.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Okay.
To add on to that, bro, use your brothers around you. Like I told you, bro, you with a varsity runner every day.
Not for real.
Talk to him, bro, get his opinion, and he should be encouraging you the right way to, feel me, get you on the track, bro, because like I said, we need points at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Same way football want that ring, we want the blue ring too. You know what I'm saying? So we gonna do whatever we can to get you out on the track, bro. You got people in the hallway, in here, on Instagram, everybody who can help you. I'll send you the head coach's number, and I guarantee you he'll treat you like he'll treat any other person. You know what I'm saying? Coach Davis is a real good coach. But for me, something that's going – oh, my fault. Go ahead, Dave, real quick.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it quick. Something that's going good for me, I'm starting to get, like, recognition from colleges. And at the same time –
yes, sir.
Me and my brothers, you know, we clicking. We all going – yeah, really, ATG, for real. I said it wrong. ATTG. My fault. But something I wish can go better, I don't know that part as of right now. If I feel like everything's going the way I would like it to go. But I know something I can do better is – you know, I'm starting to get a little bit more unlocked, like, with this football stuff. Like, I'm locked in, but at the same time, taking the same steps in preparation how I was at first when I first really started, like, truly locking in with this. So I got to get back to that type of level and that type of intensity. But I'm also glad to see my brothers picked it up for me, though. You know what I'm saying? I feel like they picked up the parts where I was slacking at. So I'm glad that has been taking place, too. Yeah, prime time, it's on you.
One thing that's going well for me is my performance on the field. I feel like I'm doing better than what I was. I'm doing better than what I was at the beginning, and it's feeding to the team. And
nah, definitely, like, we can all see improvements.
Yeah, I'm making that improvement. And one thing I should work on is like my commitment to like what I'm gonna do after school. That's one thing I need to work on.
Okay.
You mean like figuring out your next steps, like college and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on me?
Yeah, it's on you. We wrap up finishing off on you.
Something that's going good is, like you said, the recruiting process. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with it right now, taking it college at a time. Something that's going bad, I would probably say my response to being – not looked down on, but just not people not seeing me for me type of situation. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, people not believing. Mm-hmm. I be so quick to clap back or say something back or give them reasons why they should believe instead of just being like you said, bro, stay over there. All right, bet. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. be you. So I think that's something I got to work on, just, you know, letting it be what it is. And, yeah, man, I'm just, like I said, I'm glad I'm with my brothers being able to go out there and put on a show tonight.
For sure. Hey, man. So as y'all, when y'all hear this, man, y'all gonna be like, wow. Like, we've done it again. So that's Bench Talk. You know what I'm saying? It was a great episode. One more thing. Hold on.
Jesus, Jesus, be a fence all around me every day. Jesus, I want you to protect me as I travel along the way. I know you will. Yes, Lord.
I know you will.
Yes, Lord. Fight my battle. And I just need to say, Lord, be a fence all around me every day.
Okay, that was from our choir.
Let's
you know
do
saying?
It.
I don't. Hey, I guess that, I don't know what that was for real. But hey, man, as y'all see, it was another great episode, another great energy. You know what I'm saying? We was real vibey.
Yes, sir.
And guess what? It's
vibey.
Bench Talk. So, you know what I'm saying? We out. Long live Vic, long live Jada King.
Let's do it.
Let's ride. Dub C Nation, let's ride.